Welcome to another Wednesday information video from Square and Compass Promotions. This is Wednesday, October the 21st, which puts us about in the middle of modern Stoicism's Stoic Week 2020. I believe, and I've been mentioning this on my Twitter account and all my social media, that Stoicism, the ancient and modern philosophy of Stoicism, has a great deal of connections with Freemasonry. We're going to explore some of those connections in this video, but because of that, I think that it is very much worth spending some time reviewing Stoicism and taking advantage of Stoic Week 2020. Also, on this week on Saturday, the 17th, I was able to take part in Stoicon 2020. And I made a lot of great connections through Stoicon 2020. And I'm very much looking forward to interviewing one of those connections for an upcoming episode of the Square and Compass podcast, Dan the Stoic Guy. He's on Twitter. I'm going to be making sure when I do his interview to include all of his connections, all the ways to get in touch with him. On the description. But yeah, we have got, it's been a very excellent 3 days so far, and I cannot wait for the rest of this. I'll have another Wednesday information video next week to talk about all the things that I have learned. But before I went any further, I started on the Modern Stoicism Patreon page, just because the Stoic Week 2020 is completely free of charge. And Modern Stoicism is funded through, amongst other things, their Patreon page. So they were kind enough to put on Stoic Week 2020, which we'll talk about. I just wanted to make sure that people could see they have a Patreon page, and certainly I would encourage everybody to support them so they can produce more excellent content, like what we are about to see. So Stoic Week 2020 is the purpose of which is to help people try to live like a Stoic for 1 week. We'll talk about what that particularly means, but I wanted to take a moment here to mention the hashtag Stoic Week, or tagging at Stoic Week account. I'll be using these, and you'll have seen them throughout the week on my social medias. Also, it mentions here, record a video diary of your experiences of living like a Stoic and publish it on YouTube. So what is Stoic Week 2020? Stoic Week 2020, put it here, the theme of which is Stoicism during a pandemic, care for ourselves, others, and the world. And what it is doing is it is encouraging us to try to live like a Stoic for the week from October the 19th all the way through to October the 25th. And to also record our progress, challenges we face, or the benefits we find to living like a Stoic and how it may have assisted us, or problems we faced and how we tried to overcome those. We're often encouraged to record our thoughts on a Stoic self-monitoring record sheet, which is interesting. I worked in the Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services as a probation officer and then a rehabilitation officer for many years, and this is very similar to cognitive behavioral theory, which is something which was used often in the ministry when dealing with offenders, various crimes, trying to get them to understand kind of the feelings and the thoughts that went into their behaviors and then what those outcomes were. So I thought that was really cool. It brought me back to my probation officer days and my rehab officer days. So the purpose of Stoic Week, like I said, is to live like a Stoic. And every day, we are encouraged to have a morning meditation, a midday meditation, and an evening meditation. And we are encouraged to write down those meditations. And they are based on readings of Stoic philosophers. Marcus Aurelius, Roman emperor, is probably the most famous. Epictetus was another one who was very famous. So you'll notice, for example, This will be of interest to Masons. Monday, we started with this quote from Epictetus in his discourses. If virtue promises to enable us to achieve happiness, freedom from passion, and serenity, then progress towards virtue is surely also progress towards each of these states. If, when someone gets up in the morning, he bathes as a trustworthy person and eats as a self-respecting person, putting his guiding principles into action in relation to anything he has to deal with, just as a runner does in practicing running, this then is the person who is truly making progress. This is the one who hasn't traveled in vain. Obviously, from a Masonic standpoint, that word traveled, Masonry and traveling are often synonymous, but I particularly wanted to take a moment to review the four cardinal virtues of Stoicism: wisdom, courage, justice and kindness, or moderation and self-control. And any Mason should recognize these four cardinal virtues. And perhaps if you had a thesaurus and you found a couple synonyms, you would recognize those as being also taught in Freemasonry as our cardinal virtues, and being very important to Masonic virtues, to Masonic progress. So this first day, the first day, Monday, was focused on this question of how do you make progress as a Stoic in these virtues? And especially, as it mentions up here, learning to care for ourselves, others, and the world. How do we make progress in caring for ourselves, others, and our world, especially during the pandemic? And then the evening text for reflection was again from Marcus Aurelius. From Sextus, I learned kindliness, the idea of living according to nature, seriousness without affection, perceptiveness in engaging his friend's needs, the ability to fit in with everyone so that his company was more pleasant than any kind of flattery, while at the same time he aroused the greatest respect from those who were with him, a secure and methodical discovery and organization of the principles necessary for life, never to give the impression of anger or any other passion, but to be at once completely free of passion and yet full of affection for other people, to speak well of others without making a fuss about it, and deep learning without ostentation. That is from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, 1.9. And also, any Mason who has had the privilege of attending a installation of officers should recognize the charge that comes at the end of an installation. And I've had the pleasure of doing it several times myself. And the ideal of a Freemason, as described in that charge, has many similarities to this text. Many words are actually the same. Many of the meanings are the same. There's a lot of synonyms, but it's amazing how similar that or this text is to our general charge and what it says about the ideal of a Freemason. So that was Monday. And yeah, my reflection on that just was how similar it is to the ideal of a Freemason, and how that's something I can say for when I rarely meet that standard, but it's still good to have the standard to try to meet and hopefully make some progress in reaching that standard. Tuesday, we discuss, or the Stoic Week was to discuss happiness and what happiness means. This was actually very similar to something Glenn Teskey, Worshipbrother Glenn Teskey, discussed in his Masonic Musings. I'll leave a link. He talked about happiness and the idea of happiness as being not necessarily based on externals, what Stoics call preferred indifferences, like how much money you have or how healthy you are, but internal, whether or not you are living a life that is in line with nature and is rational and is based on this idea, as opposed to, how much money you have or how popular you are. So Again, the evening text for reflection from also Marcus Aurelius. Will there come a day, my soul, when you are good and simple and unified? Some day will you have a taste of a loving and affectionate disposition. Some day will you be satisfied and want for nothing. Or will you be contented instead with your present circumstances and delighted with everything around you, and convince yourself that all you have comes from the gods, and that all is pleasing for them is well for you? Will there come a day when you are so much a member of the communities of gods and humans as neither to bring any complaint against them, nor to incur their indignation? Marcus Aurelius Meditations 10.1, and my reflection on that was just the connection of that to Worship Brother Glenn Teskey's musings on the idea of happiness, and Masonic happiness too. Masonic happiness being focused on, are you doing what's best for the lodge? Are you being of assistance to the lodge and helping it? Or are you more focused on your own goals as opposed to what's best for the lodge? And then Wednesday, today, we discussed virtue, community, excuse me. Wednesday, we discussed virtue. I thought this was really cool. Again, we see the cardinal virtues of Freemasonry in other forms, or maybe not quite the same words, but same ideas. Justice, truthfulness, self-control, courage, from Marcus Aurelius. And we have the evening text down here. From what did we gain an understanding of virtue? From someone's orderly character, his sense of what is appropriate and consistency, the harmony between all his actions and his greatness of spirit in coping with everything. In this way, we come to understand the happy life that flows on smoothly and is completely under its own control. I like the mention of harmony in there because I belong to Harmony Lodge. I'm the secretary. My reflection on this was the idea of connecting an orderly character to an orderly universe, because that's a very Masonic idea. The idea in Masonry is that, you know, the universe is of an ordered character, and you see that in, for example, geometry, Pythagorean's theorem, the idea that there are consistent things in the universe and ways to measure it and understand it. And in the same way the universe is orderly, we too, as Masons and as people, should try to have an orderly character. So that is Wednesday. We are now moving on the next few days to Thursday through to Sunday. So tomorrow's will be relationships with other people and society. I'm very much looking forward to that. And on next week, Wednesday, so the 28th, 7 days from now, the 28th, to have another Wednesday information video about the following Thursday through Sunday of Stoic Week 2020, trying to live like a Stoic. Once again, the motto, Stoicism during a pandemic, care for ourselves, others, and our world. You're going to see all of my my socials will have hashtag Stoic Week, at Stoic Week. And if you guys get the chance, you should sign up for this because it's completely free, but you should also support Modern Stoicism on its Patreon page. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you next week for another one of these videos about Modern Stoicism.